For the past 9 months, my wife Kathy has been launching helium-filled balloons 3 or 4 times a week and getting paid for it. How's that for a dream job? Well, here are the details. The balloons are actually weather balloons, part of a year-long study sponsored by the U.S. Department of Energy of aerosols or particulates in the air above Cape Cod. The aim of the study is to help the department understand how these tiny particles can affect cloud formation and the exchange of energy between the atmosphere and the Earth. Kathy is part of a team of balloon launchers put together by the Provincetown Center for Coastal Studies. The balloons are at the low-tech end of a $9 million installation of sophisticated radar, sonar, and other atmospheric recording equipment that was installed last June on a site at the old North Truro Air Force Base. Low-tech the balloons may be, but they sure look like the high-fun part of the job. Every 6 hours, Kathy or another team member inflates a latex balloon from a bank of helium tanks. As it inflates, the balloon sits in what is essentially an oversized rickshaw constructed of aluminum and canvas. When the balloon is full, it's about 6 feet in diameter and looks like a giant egg in a green canvas nest. She then attaches a sophisticated monitoring device called a radio sonde to the base of the balloon, hauls the rickshaw up to the top of a rise, and lets it go. The radio sonde transmits base weather data. Atmospheric pressure, temperature, wind direction, humidity, etc., back to a computer in a trailer on the site. It ascends rapidly to a height of 60,000 feet or more, at which point it explodes into biodegradable spaghetti-like shreds and falls to Earth, usually over the ocean. The other evening, I accompanied her to a launch because the crew had been hearing woodcocks calling in a small grassy field just behind the launch site. Woodcocks had first been reported in the last week of February, which is about the earliest these upland shorebirds return from their wintering grounds in the southern United States and Mexico. I've described the remarkable courtship flight of the woodcock in detail on a previous show. Basically, it starts at dusk with the male on the ground uttering distinctive buzzy beeps, which grow more and more frequent until the bird suddenly takes off in a spiral, his outer wings whistling, rising as much as 200 feet into the evening sky, where he utters a short, liquidy warble and then plummets silently to earth. Even though it was fairly windy that evening, I had no trouble hearing the distinctive ground calls and even caught a glimpse of the male's small, rotund body, like a feathered balloon, against the last light of the evening sky. He was heading directly towards the zenith, where the bright yellow dot of Jupiter shone like a beacon. I was struck by the juxtaposition of these weather balloons and the ancient courtship rituals of these tiny birds. The balloons go up much faster and thousands of times higher, playthings of the winds, but the woodcocks are more ambitious. They do dozens of launches every evening. They aim for Jupiter. They capture a song at the apex of their flight and return to Earth for yet another ascent. They have survived for eons in an unplugged world, and with luck, they'll be here long after this technological fort of equipment is gone. And yet, both birds and balloons, in their own way, are doing the work of the world.